Until 1993, the taro plant was an important part of the Samoan export economy, when leaf blight destroyed entire crops and forced an Australian ban on imports. Now, scientist Amy Maslenth is developing a strain resistant to the fungus, hoping to restore the export market with Australia. What's more, she's also using her indigenous Samoan heritage to inform her knowledge of Western science. Daniel Butler spoke to her.
Currently, the crops have recovered over time, and we're wanting to reopen that market access and provide more opportunities for Samoa. So we are trying to see if this fungus can survive on or within the taro, with the hope of gaining market access of fresh taro from Samoa to Australia.
What would that mean for rural livelihoods in Samoa?
So that means that farmers in rural areas have an opportunity to have bigger taro crops, create money for their family, and provide opportunities for their family as well. So it'd be a really big significance for the country and rural farmers.
I understand that you're interested in the lack of Pacifica in ag science. Now, could you explain Pacifica for me?
So my understanding of Pacifica is people from Pacific Islands, Samoans, Tongans, Niueans, Cook Islands, all of us.
And the culture around of those people as well?
Yes, yes, and the culture around people from the Pacific.
How would you like to see that Pacifica culture included in ag science?
Yeah, so I think Indigenous people of Pacifica, we have a lot of experience with agriculture. I'm Samoan, and in Samoa, agriculture and our crops are our livelihood. And a lot of my family, they sometimes use Indigenous practices, traditional practices. And I think it's really beneficial to understand those and to integrate those into academia science. So integrating the Western knowledge that we have in science and agriculture, and to learn more and to use our traditional knowledge with the Western science.
So what would be a good example then of a way in which Pacifica could be integrated into more traditional Western sciences?
For instance, in Samoa, we have a lot of people who are strong in the crops area. So understanding how to control pests or diseases. So currently we use a lot of spraying methods, and a traditional method is used as smoking. So you would smoke out a crop that may have a disease or an insect infecting the crop. So traditional uses like that could be used or modified with the Western knowledge and integrated that way. So little methods of traditional uses and then adapting them through our Western understanding.
Would that be ecologically more sustainable, those methods, do you think?
I'm not sure. And I think it would be a really great area to research into to understand more, compare, contrast the two different methods.
So is it at the moment that there's just not enough knowledge around what contribution Indigenous science could contribute?
That's right. I think, yeah, particularly in the Pacifica area, there's definitely a lack of a knowledge of Indigenous science and what it can contribute.
So right now you're at the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research with the John Dillon Fellowship. It's an international conference. Has there been any talk of Indigenous-informed science during the conference?
They haven't spoken about it directly, but I think a lot of the ACR projects have a social science side. So people, project leaders and team leaders are aware of the cultural significance or the village will have on their project. So, for instance, we were just hearing from someone talk about a project, a fish project in PNG, and he acknowledged that the small villages there, the locals there, their knowledge was really important to help their project in understanding more about the fish. So I think it's really great with ACR that they are aware and acknowledging and also involving the locals in their projects, because at the end of the day, they all help the locals there in the different countries.
What is it that drives your interest in the contribution that Indigenous science can make to Western science?
Sure. So I'm a New Zealand-born Samoan, and growing up, I didn't understand a lot of my Samoan culture because I was raised the New Zealand way. And it wasn't until after university that I wanted to understand more about my culture. So I decided to go back to Samoa, understand more about my culture, and also to give back from what I've learned at university through science, and also to learn more about Indigenous science in Samoa. So definitely there's that drive to give back to the people of Samoa and to understand more about my culture wherever I go.
Do you plan to really integrate this into your practice of science?
Yes, definitely, because as we talked about before, there's not a lot of knowledge about Indigenous science in Samoa and how much it can contribute to Western science. So that is definitely one of the research areas that I want to explore more in the future.
Scientist Amy Maslin's ending that report by Daniel Butler.